You're listening to KLYT. Welcome back to ABQ Connect.
Barry McGuire joins us. He's the founder and president of Ignite America. Barry, thanks for your time today.
Steve, I love your heart, and it's my honor to be with you and talk to you.
Well, I was recently reminded about how important it is to take the time. You know, we all want to see people know Jesus, and they can meet Jesus in a lot of places, but it sure would be great if you could have someone with you want to introduce Christ to sitting right by you in the pew at church. And I saw this recent research provided that shows that 80% of non-churchgoers would attend church if they were simply invited.
If they're just invited? Who?
Right.
I thank Charlie Kirk for that. He was my friend, yours as well. I knew him well. And I was staggered by it. But the next day I was talking with Jack Hibbs. And I said, you know, my devastation is being overcome by the world's response. And I could just tell you, as somebody, my wife and I both, we've been sharing our faith every day, all day long for 50 years. We started back in 1976. And so we have a little bit of a pulse on it. And I can tell you, since Charlie's passing, everybody, I mean 1,000%, you can't offend people. Everybody is trying to figure out, where is God? What is going on? And when you love on them and they recognize you have some spiritual understanding, some biblical understanding, you know God, they're so anxious to talk. And those questions are really pretty basic. They're nowhere close, for the most part. They're just biblically illiterate, and they're just asking the most basic questions. But even more important than that, and I know you know this, Steve, but the Holy Spirit enters in those conversations that you can have multiple times every day. We do. We just look for them and just start talking to people. And you don't condemn them, and you don't say, are you going to hell, or do you know that, you know, you just loving them. She just said, they'll know you're my disciple by your love. And people are starving for love. And when you love on them and you mention something about God that's non-offensive, you might say something like, boy, that must have put a smile on God's face, or boy, God really saved your bacon on that one. Or, so they understand you're a Christian. The moment they understand that, I got to tell you, we've been doing it for 50 years. Within 5 minutes, they will open up and share some things. They'll give you a window into their soul. And then the best part comes, because this is the supernatural, the real supernatural part, although God was already there before you and he's organized that conversation for you. But Luke 12:12 says, the Holy Spirit will give you the words to say when you need them. People say, well, I don't know the words. I don't know. I'll be embarrassed. And I can't answer the questions. That's not what the word says at all. And I can tell you, after 50 years, I've never been in an embarrassing situation, because the Holy Spirit always gives you the words to say. And you see the person that's in front of you changing. That's a supernatural experience. That's, folks, that's intimacy with God. And there's no other way to have that kind of intimacy unless you put yourself out there and you love on people. Get off the bench and get into the game. About 80% of you listening right now have not been doing that and may never have done it and experienced the joy. I mean, it's just, you walk away with a jig. I walk away and say, I just peddle car wax. I'm some old guy who peddled car wax. And God, you just used me to move that person. You were there. You had me right where you wanted me to be. You coordinated, you opened up that conversation. That was supernatural. You gave me the word to say, the person changed. And I got ignited. I actually wrote a book on it. You know, it's an Amazon bestseller called Ignite Your Life. And that's how you do it. And folks, if I can give you, in this brief moment we have together, Steve and I, if I give you one scripture, it'd be this. Write this down. Isaiah 43:10. You know, from Genesis to Revelation, he says, proclaim, and you know, it's the Great Commission, and you know, seek and save the lost. But in Isaiah 43:10, he tells us why. And he says, thus saith the Lord, I appointed my witness so that you'll believe. If I was God, I'd say, I appointed my witness so they'll believe. But no, he says that so that you believe. He didn't say believe more. He means this is how you believe, because when you share your faith explodes.
Yeah, it's not as hard, Barry, I think, as many of us make it. And it wouldn't surprise me if it's the enemy that's whispering in our ear.
It is.
We won't be effective. And, you know, and as to those, you know, there's people walking around, like we mentioned at the beginning of our conversation, that with a simple invite, the next time you're at church, they'll be sitting right next to you. And if we could see, you know, kind of like in a computer, people walking around with a little icon above them, like, I'm one of those people, if you invite, most of the people we walk by would have that open icon ready to go to church. Oh, and it just takes an invite. And, you know, when you're having those conversations, you know, often, like you mentioned, you know, if you're a Christian, people, it's going to show. And when people even mention, your faith or what you believe in, just as simple as, you know what? The Bible is my standard. And I regularly attend, you know, at this place. Anytime you'd like to go, just let me know. As a matter of fact, if you want to go with me this Sunday, I'll come pick you up or meet you outside.
That's right.
And you know, you may get a, you know, maybe sometime, but you know, it's kind of like, you know, for those in sales, remember the first time you asked for the sale and how surprised you were when the people said, okay. It's not that hard. You don't get the sale you don't ask for, do you, Barry?
Well, it's true. And I tell you, I think the greatest sin of the church is not, I don't think the opposite of Christian love is hate. I think it's apathy. We just don't care. And folks, we're surrounded by people every day. 90% of the people around us every day, if you're living a normal life, you're surrounded by people on their way to hell. And we walk right by them, looking at our phones or on our way to Bible study, what have you, and never think of their situation. But if you open up, all you have to do is stop using your phone, have a smile on your face, look at people, they want to talk. And then you just start loving on them, let them know you're a Christian. They will open up and ask you questions that the Holy Spirit will allow you to answer. And I would say this, yes, invite them to church, and they want to come to church. But don't rely on thinking the pastor in a 30-minute sermon is going to get them saved. You need to prepare them. And so have that kind of conversation with people. We're just loving in them, and allow the Holy Spirit to give you words to say. That's if you miss that part, you're cheating yourself. And when you do that, your faith explodes. Your faith explodes. In fact, in Romans 8:28, a scripture that we all know, he says, I'll make everything in your life work together for good. Well, if you believe that, your faith will explode. You won't have any fear anymore. About something like 75% of Christians are living, evangelicals are living with fear today. That's crazy. And when we have any kind of fear, we're saying, God, I don't trust you. So you don't want to go there. How do we get away from that? Romans 8:28, the scripture that we all know, but we don't quote the whole thing, explains it. He says, I'll make everything in your life work together for good. That's the end of fear. But I'll do that when you do two things. And it's the same two things that he said when they said, what's the most important commandment? He says, love me and love your neighbor as yourself. If we really love those around us as much as we love ourselves, we're as concerned for their salvation as we are our own. That's a game changer. That'll clean up your act and your indulgences and your language and your posture and what you wear. Everything changes because you're wanting to move everybody around you closer to Jesus. Romans 8:28. Let me just right quick. He says, I'll make everything in your life work together. I'll make everything will work together for good if you love me. And you love your neighbor as yourself, although it's put in a different way. He says, if you live for my purpose. Oh, his purpose, not my purpose. He didn't have a purpose for you, folks. He has a plan for how you perform his purpose to seek and save the lost. That's and you can't get away from that. From the moment you wake up in the morning till you go to bed, you're in full-time ministry. People watch you. Everything you do and say is moving everyone closer, further away from God. You can't get away from that now that you know that, folks. You're in full-time ministry. And guess what? You have the opportunity to move everybody you are with today closer to Jesus. Praise God. And when you do that, you're living for God's purpose, and you live in the promise. Get this. You're living in the promise, the real promise fulfiller of the prayer. He's not playing with you. He's not joking with you. He's not saying something you can't accomplish. He says, I'll make everything. For now, until you see me face to face, I'll make everything in your life work together for good. Even the bad stuff. And Karen, yeah. I've had all kinds of bad stuff. We lost a 49-year-old daughter. I was dying in the hospital. Doctors gave up on me. I never lost my joy. In fact, I just kept sharing. I couldn't wait for the next person to walk through the door to talk to him about Jesus. You never lose your joy, because your joy is not on circumstances. It's on leading people to Jesus. And that happens continually. And it'll ignite your life. I wrote an Amazon bestseller. It's called Ignite Your Life. And it does exactly that. It's amazing.
Hey, Barry, as we get to putting a bow on our conversation, I don't want to leave without providing this great resource that's available to assist others in sharing their faith. I'm talking about the Ignite Your Day, a 30-day faith sharing challenge, free downloadable resource. It's really designed to encourage believers to share their faith through simple, everyday actions. Now, will they find that at igniteamerica.com?
Yeah. Go to our website, igniteamerica.com. I'll just add two more quick things. We have a whole 9-series Bible study, Ignite Your Life Bible study, that I narrate. It's amazing. If you read the book, you'll be sharing your faith. If you read it, if you go through the Bible study, you'll walk through walls. I mean, it's so much fun. And then we have a devotional you can also get on Amazon.com called Live Ignited. It's a daily devotional that reminds you every day, oh, yeah, that's my priority for today, to move everybody every day closer to Jesus.
We have so much, Barry. Appreciate the resources. And again, the website's easy to remember, igniteamerica.com. And as we, Barry just finished celebrating our nation's semi-quincentennial and 250 years now in this great American experiment. We know we have freedom as Americans, and we have freedom in Christ, more importantly. And let's share that freedom with others. And Barry, again, I appreciate your time and look forward to having you back on again real soon.
Thank you, Steve. I love your heart. God bless you and all that you do.
All right. And thank you for listening to ABQ Connect.
ABQ Connect is a production of KLYT. The views expressed on ABQ Connect do not necessarily reflect the views of the staff or management of KLYT.